Welcome to Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
And welcome back to Keldabe Talk Radio. I am Biohazard, your host. And with me, as always, right here is Crow.
Yep.
And with us tonight, we also have Mr. Thaxos from the Manitoba Clan, Vetnade.
Hey, hey.
Clan. And we have Mr. Frostcommon from our Talon Clan in North Carolina.
Hello.
Mr. Brian, who goes by Pinocchio. He's on one of our app team members. He's from Mississippi.
Hi.
Veshot Clan, right?
Yeah, pretty sure. Cool.
And we also have Miss Chorus Lusar from Tarantata Clan out in Washington.
Hey, guys.
So, we got a quick little episode for you guys tonight.
Simply
post
because...
Post-C6, there's really not that much going on. So.
No, and I don't think you want to hear us talk more about C6, especially if you, you know... Yeah. Didn't go.
Especially if you downloaded all of Crow's mini episodes, which you should have.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
So some of the topics that we wanted to cover tonight are some news stories from the past month, some updates about what's going on in the Mercs, all that kind of stuff. Well, something that we did not touch on in our C6 coverage was actually Dragon Con, because it happened a week later.
Yeah, it's hard to touch upon things that have happened in the future.
Well, we've managed
maybe for you.
Anyway, a couple of you guys were actually at Dragon Con, and apparently it was different than it has been in the past.
A little more crowded this year by about 10,000 or so.
It was pretty crowded.
Of which, yeah. and the thing was, the proportion of real people to tourists was way higher this year. No offense to people who go to Dragon Con and don't dress up in costumes, but get out my costume, convention thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know Saturday is the big day for costumes, and I was only there Sunday, but there was hardly anybody in costume compared to what I'm used to seeing. It felt kind of weird.
Yeah, DragonCon, when I went in 2008, it was almost like everybody was in costume.
Well, and DragonCon. I mean, on Saturday night, up in the Marriott on the second floor, you were packed in like sardines, but and most people were in costume, but during the day... It was a lot of people walking around in sports clothes. Now, there's a lot of people walking around in sports clothes. Don't get me wrong. That just happens a lot because they schedule a ton of sporting events the same day.
So they aren't actually like dressing up like their favorite character from
TV? Yes, they're not dressing up as Jerry Ryan or whoever.
And a NASCAR all at the same time.
However, Jerry Ryan. Wow. Okay, for the record, Jerry Ryan plays 7 of 9 from Star Trek Voyager. I just thought I'd point that out. I was thinking...
You're thinking Jerry Rice.
I was thinking Jerry Rice, but...
There's a
slight difference there.
Yeah, you know, sexy,
I mean,
blonde lady,
difference?
Large black man.
Yeah. Well, they're both pretty top-heavy if you look at them.
I don't think he has like cyborg stuff under his, you know.
That's
he
probably
might.
True.
He might.
So there were a lot of people there. Normally you see them there, they're in their sports uniforms, they get drunk and disorderly later on. However, what was weird this year was that almost all of them were wearing con badges. And so what we got was
you don't say.
Well, no, we got tons and tons of tourists who were not there for the con, who suddenly decided that they were going to pay money to go see it this year, which was strange, because you ended up with a lot of people just sort of staring around, looking bewildered.
Yeah, it was going to happen anyways.
I think that's what I did, actually, when I went to Dragon Con.
Yeah, but you were in a costume, so no one could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're doing it in a costume, that's kind of the point of Dragon Con, is to just
stand around and look bewildered.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't really move, so what's the point?
It was definitely...
Something that was also explained to me was it also depends on what football team is playing that year to what crowd you get.
Who is playing this year?
I have no idea.
Nerds, man. We don't know.
Well, I remember in like 2010, there were supposedly like 3 sexual assaults.
Yeah, they said that was because of LSU fans.
That was because of what? Sorry, Brian, I couldn't really hear you.
Actually, someone Saturday explained that. I said, oh yeah, that was the LSU year. Whatever that means. I don't know.
One thing I did notice for this year, especially compared to last year, was that there was a whole lot more photographers, and I think it's just become, you know, one of those conventions where any photographer that wants to get good photos is like, hey, there's a bunch of people in cool costumes. I can get great photos. Let's go here. And yeah, it seemed a bit crazy, just in the sense that, you know, you'd have photographers that would just run up, snap photos of you, and then and run off and basically ignore you otherwise. Whereas you can tell the guys that are there year in, year out, and actually enjoy taking the photos of the costumes themselves. You know, they're polite. They ask if they can take your photo. They wait for you to put your helmet on if you've got a costume where you have a helmet, as opposed to people that just run up, snap a photo, whether you're on your cell phone or busy fiddling with something and trying to get something out of one of your ammo pouches or whatnot. And
so you might.
Okay. Some more voyeurs this year.
Yeah, well, something got a photo of me sitting there texting with my claws on. which is a skill, by the way. That is a skill that has taken years to develop.
Edit this out. No. Edit this out. Did you guys feel like the royal family?
No. Although I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and some strange woman asked what character I was. Really,
well, obviously you are from something, because nobody ever wears a Hawaiian shirt.
That's right.
Unless you're in one of my hypothetical stories. I mean, that's
right. Or unless you're an extra on Magnum PI. So
that's what you should have said.
I was that guy from season 3, episode 1.
I'm actually signing autographs right now. If you want to pay me $20.
Yes.
All you have to do is just
sign it.
Real
dude on boat.
Despite all that, though, I quite enjoyed Dragon Con this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
where was the Mercs table this year?
Same place as last year.
Where was
the Marriott. In the Marriott, and that would be the Marquee level, right? I think so.
Awesome.
They got three levels where it's kind of the main floor. There's Marquee level, Atrium level, and Lobby level. Mm. And I think it goes Atrium's the top one where you see a lot of the photos, where there's the Pulse Loft bar, and then Lobby level is one below where the actual, you know, bellhops and check-in, check-out is at, and then Marquee level is one below that, which is where the Mercs table is, which is right beside the Rebel Legion, 501st, and R2 Builders groups.
All the fan tables of the Marriott are.
Yeah.
So you guys were like in the seventh circle of the Marriott, right?
Yes.
No,
we're
not
in
quite.
The third circle of the Marriott, which is actually the second most popular.
Yeah.
The most popular is the top one. The bottom floor is the second most popular. The middle one is just always crowded with people, but they're never trying to be there. They're trying to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And rumor has it the vendor rooms are going to be moving out of the Marriott next year.
Yeah, I'd heard something about that. I'm not too sure how accurate
that is. Well, supposedly they're going to try and expand over into the Westin.
Well, they already do have the Westin as one of the host hotels now, but so far they haven't really used it for too much.
Yeah, the occasional steampunk thing.
That's what they're going to do, is they're going to move all the balls and stuff over there, so theoretically, at least a quarter of the drunk people will have been moved.
Are you saying only a quarter of the drunk people were men?
Vendors.
No, balls. B-A-L-L-S, as in dancing.
Like costume balls, dancing balls. What are you thinking about?
So, did they cancel the Voltaire concert yet again?
Yep. We got through three songs this year, which is actually almost a record.
They cancel him every year.
They do, because too many people show up. And it's against fire code.
Yep. One of the cool things I found at this Dragon Con was just the fact that a lot of the celebrities were managed to walk around kind of incognito. I ran into Matthew Wood a couple times there. He wasn't there as a guest or anything. He was just there checking out the convention itself. Grant Imahara was walking around for the most part. He was actually also in costume as the, drawing a blank on the character's name, but from The Walking Dead.
A zombie?
No.
the Carl? Asian guy? Is that what you're looking for? The Asian
yeah,
guy?
I'm trying to remember.
Where's Carl?
So, yeah. Did you go up to him and talk robots with him?
I did, yes. Yep.
Did you ask him if chicks dig giant robots?
No, Eric. I was leaving that for you, because I know that's your line.
Yeah, but chicks do dig giant robots.
Yeah, actually, they do.
I'm not
anyway,
stupid.
Moving on. We've hit a low point here at KTR, I believe.
As soon as the Megas XLR references come out, you know something bad is happening. Hey, you know, that's something else we can do. We can turn it into like a Transformers webpage. Like G1, fire up the webpage. You've got the power.
No,
favorite website.
How about instead of everything, I just replace the entire website with an animation of Sailor Moon transforming?
Wouldn't it piss people off more if we did it the new ones, like the new live action ones, just to piss people off even more?
Oh, dude!
Oh, yeah. If you,
little plush cat.
Yeah, if you could make people angry.
The fact
angry,
that I know
that's
that
like
saddens me, and the fact that you guys understood and were like, "Yeah, that's the only
that would
we should
be
use.
Worse.
That's
yeah.
saddens me more."
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about a news story that kind of upset the whole community over the last couple weeks.
Does your species suffer from irregularities, obstructions, cramping? Try Bactolax today. Side effects may include headaches, irritation, hemorrhoids, rachel plague, rhodian dank, gray rot, carilion, tamenin fever, heart combustion, bleeding, constipation irregularities, death, obstructions, mild delusion, cramping, dagobion, swamp quoth, mon calamari, nerve shock, nerve pox, and rhodian dank. Dank be gone. Apply directly to the dank. Dank be gone. Apply directly to the dank. Dank be gone. Apply directly to the dank. Seriously.
And welcome back. In other news, if you haven't been watching the online world around our costume and club type stuff, a local news station in, was it Miami?
I think it was Miami.
Miami.
Yeah. A news station in Miami, actually a couple of them, apparently got their hands on some photos of people that were attending C6 and put some not so nice captions on them.
They basically just insulted everyone, really. I mean, they were insulting these people in particular. Some of the costumes weren't great, but they were also making fun of just, you know, good costumes that they didn't get,
mm-hmm.
that they didn't understand.
Yeah, like there was a guy that's actually in the club, and he does a Malakili, which is the Rancor Keeper.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know...
was a damn good
Yeah, it looked exactly right, like the character. So, yeah. I mean, it was, you know, completely baseless and just immature. And what is actually really funny is that the same group of stations were not a month before running stuff about anti-bullying online.
Yeah.
So they're going like, no, we shouldn't be bullying online, but let's go bully online. And
entire costuming community kind of just stomped on.
Yeah, the 501st, the Rebels, and the Mercs, everybody really mobilized and started inundating that news station with phone calls.
Shut down
the
phone boards.
Blanket. Party.
Yeah.
Basically, we said, no, I don't want that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it was, 2 days, and they had taken it down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, at least.
It was real fast.
Less than two days.
They had it down. They had the apology up by then, at any rate.
And then they took the apology down.
Yeah.
So,
trying to forget the whole incident ever happened.
Yeah, but, I mean, everybody really came together, and it was... really positive. A blog, I forget.
And by positive, we mean we destroyed some people's lives.
Yes.
Yeah,
some people might have lost jobs, but honestly, those people are terrible people.
But
so.
They're dickheads, so we don't care about them.
It. Don't pick on nerds.
Yeah, don't pick on nerds. Nerds know a lot of stuff. I'm actually kind of surprised that the site didn't get ion cannoned, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Anonymous,
these people suck.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just—it's so funny because the person that took the photos apparently is a Star Wars fan, and was doing it, I guess, to be funny. But I mean, to give you an example of some of the jokes, there was a really good Obi-Wan costume, well, you know, the old Kenobi costume from like Tatooine,
yeah.
And he goes, you know, the caption on it was like, "Oh, he missed the AARP convention," and it's like, you know, this costume looks amazing. He looks exactly like Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
But you have to make fun of how old he is. I mean, you can't... I mean, it's just what I mean. Like, these are people having fun going to a convention with other people in their own community. I mean, you don't see reporters going in and doing this, you know, to, like medical conventions, you know, where they're selling medical equipment. They'll go in there, ha-ha, this person likes defibrillators.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you don't go and say, hey, look at these burn victims.
Yeah, I mean, so why would you do that with people that are dressing up and having fun in, you know, the costumes?
Well, I sort of understand it, at least in the initial sense. Like, if this was just some jerk putting it up on his Facebook page, not affiliated with anything, that's one thing. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I make fun of people constantly.
But you don't put it up on a news site, yeah, which is actually being portrayed as news.
Yeah, I don't put it up like it's real front page news. And at the same time, I'm making fun of these people wearing my own silly costume.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this was like a, you know...
You're not a news organization.
This was like a real news station.
Yeah, it's like, this just in, costumers are stupid, more at 9. Yeah. You know, it's like, seriously?
All it boils down to is... Some people saw something they didn't understand and decided to post it up on their website acting like it was a real news story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was funny is we then got on the news, like their actual news, for screwing them over so hard.
Yeah.
Because it became kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, they're sitting there making immature, childish jokes, and then, you know, like the 501st raised what was like $50,000 at C6 for the Peter Mayhew Foundation. We raised over $1,000 ourselves with just the one event that we did.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just like all this money is going directly to charity, and all you have to do is make fun of old people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get paid for it. I mean, I can blog about this kind of stuff on my own.
Well,
but you're actually getting paid like a real like salary to
Some
do this.
People are giving you real people money to do this job.
Yeah.
The irony is, if you show up wearing no shirt with like sports team stuff, body painted all over you, that's perfectly
safe.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's normal.
Yep.
What? Okay.
Yeah, it's only normal if you're like, that's what we gotta do. Anytime we go to a convention now, everybody is required to wear like a beer hat and have like wheel around like a girl with them. And then they will be okay.
Yeah.
You say that, but that's what I do at PortCon half the time.
So you've heard it right here at KTR. Yeah, when you go to a convention in the future, you have to tailgate the convention in the convention.
And then you will be cool in like three weeks.
Are we talking about like having a convention within a convention center or something? Like,
yeah. So we go in there and there's the Mercs table, and then you can park your RV and put out your grill, put on your beer hat, and...
And we'll watch the convention on a TV.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we got to do. That's what we have to do to be normal, apparently, because otherwise, you know, dressing up and having fun.
Yeah.
That's not normal enough.
No, it's not normal.
Yeah.
No.
Even though they did it when they were 5 with those little stupid police costumes and stuff.
Yeah.
So
what else has been going on in Merc's news?
Star Wars Tour had another server crash.
Great.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're just like going down the drain, aren't they?
Whoa!
Another episode where we've mentioned Tor. Give it to me up top.
Yeah. Well, it's because they've ended up. They did one server crush and they didn't crush the other half of the servers. They only crushed all the servers that were low pop. So now they've crushed all the servers that were medium pop as well.
Oh.
Wow, it's just a train wreck.
Yeah. They're doing lots and lots of crushing. But, so that happened.
That did happen.
Maybe they should introduce Battle Panthers.
Battle Panthers?
Battle Pandas.
Well, it's just introduce a Bantha as a playable character.
There has to be some kind of character race in Star Wars that looks like pandas. Why can't we capitalize on that too?
Just throw in Gungans while you're at it, you know?
Oh my god. If you put Gungans in as a race, I would probably have to kill myself.
I would play that too.
I think it'd be hilarious. Although I think they should, you know, do like a Wookiee and a Rodian first, you know, just for measure. But...
Yeah, well,
but Wookiees didn't save galaxies, and they were in from the start.
No, but can you imagine how fun it would be playing a 70-hour MMO game where your character is just...
half the dialogue discussions are just beat him in the face.
Yeah.
And the other half are tear his arms off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be so much fun. Somebody needs to do a mod for that.
Yeah.
Anyway... we can take some questions from Facebook now. We put up a little thread earlier.
No, we can't.
So we're going to go to Twitter and Facebook. So many news outlets do today.
Sorry. Let's retweet what celebrities are saying.
Okay. Oh,
my
we
God.
Do actually
have you guys seen Snooki? She looks like a fat, tan hooker. Oh, wait!
Anyway, before we get ourselves in complete trouble here.
We do actually have one decent question.
Out of eight, I see.
Yeah, it's like the...
Eight people liked it, one including Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the best way to add heft / durability to modded blasters they may not have begun life in a dollar store?
May or may not have.
So if you've modded a toy gun, what's the best way to make it not feel like, you know, 8 cents of Chinese plastic?
I know how to do this.
How?
Do tell.
Well, first, basically you have to crack open the gun and you have to fill it with crap. Because if it feels like a Chinese garbagey gun, that means it's hollow plastic and is screwed together. So you have to find your screw taps, undo the screws, open up the frame, and then figure out some method of hot gluing weighty crap into it.
And by weighty crap, we mean like pieces of heavy piping.
Fishing weights are primary, but the problem is you can't. Fishing weights are good, but you have to make sure that you attach them really securely because they are so heavy that they actually are likely to break free of the hot glue.
And just rattle around.
Rattle around in your gun, which is going to make some crap.
Baby crying hand blaster.
Well, what I use is either glass beads. So, like, if you go to any given store that sells, like, fish tank stuff, you can buy, like, a big thing of glass beads for, like, $10, and it's, like, a 10-pound bag of these things.
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond, any, like, artsy decorating store.
Well, don't go to a decorating store. Go to, like, a pet store and look for them for your pets, because...
Actually, yeah, speaking of dollar store, they have them there, too.
Yeah, because you can get them cheaper there, and you buy those... And you just hot glue them into the base of your gun. Make sure to do it in such a way that you can actually snap the gun back together. And that will add a significant amount of weight to your gun. You can actually weight it however you want. So if you want the gun to be a little heavy in the front for some reason, you can do that. Same thing in the back. So that's how I used to do it. I generally don't use cheap, tinny Chinese guns anymore. But...
Another way is if you're adding things externally to the gun, naturally that's going to add weight because it was weight that didn't exist beforehand. Like if you're modding a gun and you're adding a stock, mate, use wood or something that's already pretty beefy. As long as it's not going to snap the base gun in half while you're doing it.
And I can think off the top of my head if you have a gun that just it flexes too much, like it's just too thin that you can like. Pinch it and it squeezes together.
Yep.
You can also use like rigid expanding foam.
Yep.
If you can, just drill a couple because there's usually like sections within the gun, and if you can like drill a hole and just fill that section with that
insulation foam that canned.
Yeah, like tube it's almost stuff. Like caulking or something like that.
Yeah, the great stuff.
Yep. Yeah, great stuff.
Yep.
Fill it with that, and that'll keep that flex out, and it might actually add just enough weight to make it comfortable too.
Yeah. And if you're just looking, and if you're not looking to add weight, that won't, it won't pack the pounds on like filling it with fishing weights or Bondo or something would. Though don't bother trying to fill a gun with Bondo.
Especially not with your hands.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people do it. I mean, it's doable. It does add weight. It will make it a solid brick of Bondo on the inside, but there's cheaper and faster and less hazardous ways to do it.
Yeah, I know a lot of the, some of the dollar store guns that you might pick up, actually, they'll have, like, a little metal bar. It's just, like pig iron stuff in there. And it's just, it's maybe half an inch thick. You can probably go down to, a hardware store and pick out a bar like that. And if you have the means, cut it to length and just fit it into those sections. And that should add, at least a pound or two to it.
Yep.
Depending on the size of your gun. But, again...
Can you imagine if I tried to add weights like that to my T21?
It's made out of solid wood. Why would you bother?
I'll just get like a 4-inch like metal like tube and just put it in there.
Buy some rebar.
60 pounds now.
just add in some strips of rebar in there.
That is the other thing to consider is that
rebar
being light is not necessarily a curse. I walk around with like my entire costume weighs less than my gun belt does. Because I have I wear aluminum armor, and I have, I think, a 4-pound pistol, and about 6 pounds of chain, on my belt. So I have like 10 pounds worth of crap just on my belt, in addition to the fact that my belt is all leather, has leather pouches with metal finishing and all that other stuff. So it is easily the heaviest part of my costume.
Did we mention that they didn't tag your metal chain?
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious, yeah. By the way, because that's clearly not dangerous at all.
Yet they hunted down Jarek Dar, Wampa's clan leader. They hunted him down because somebody saw that he might not have had a blaze tag on his Gatling blaster.
Yeah, the thing that is made out of PVC and a pull pump and is, you know, the size of my desk.
Yeah,
and they're like, well,
"Oh, even... that might be dangerous. That could. Oh, we got to check that out."
Yeah, but Frost walks in with like razors attached to a metal chain, and they're like, "No, we don't need that.
That's not razors. It's a piece of quarter inch aluminum. I mean, it's not."
You threw it at Sean.
It's a mace on a chain.
I didn't throw that at Sean. Sean got hit by one.
It was made of plastic,
which are admittedly
still
highly dangerous.
He didn't throw it at me. The claw from his claw hand got caught in the chain and got flung at me.
Yeah, one of my talons hit him, and my talons are dangerous.
Yeah.
But they didn't tag that either.
Well, you didn't bring
them. I didn't bring them intentionally because I knew that if they actually got one good look at them, they'd be like, get out of here. Just don't come in.
Yeah. The security is kind of, in my opinion, I mean, quite frankly, if someone was to do something, the fact that they have security check halfway into the convention center, kind of pointless.
Kind of.
They really should have it at the front.
I mean,
and the other thing is that it's not even that well enforced. I mean, I walked around most days
without
even checking or even needing me to have it tagged.
They tagged one of my guns.
Yeah,
not the one that I put on the table for them to tag.
Yeah, I had to purposely go to the security room to find anybody to tag mine.
And the security room was like a mile away from everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you get caught in the middle of the convention center. They're like, okay, go out here and take a left, head down a mile down the convention center.
When Emma was doing her Tavion costume, we went in there to get her staff tagged, and there was literally no one in there.
No one ever tagged.
Because we wanted
10 pounds.
They gave up.
Staff of Ragnos that I made for her is like. It's about 4 pounds, and it's a full-arm weapon, and it's got pointy bits on it. So theoretically, it should be tagged, even though really, honestly, you probably couldn't beat anybody to death with it.
I bet if she got mad enough, she could.
Maybe.
I just hope a bad person never advises.
We had to sit there and wait, and nobody was there. So we sat there for like 10 minutes looking around like, okay. And eventually we had to go and find somebody to get them to tag it. And
yeah,
it was when I cut the tag off later because it was in a really bad place and I figured whatever.
Yeah, they just do it for like liability stuff because they have to buy insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, so they have to like, yes, you have to do this legally. But I mean, if anybody gave it 2 seconds of thought, they'd know it wouldn't work. Because, I could come in a costume with a real gun with that blaze thing on it and nobody would ever say anything until I got like all the way in there. And, you know.
Well, they're using orange ones too. Like, here's the thing. You can get orange zip ties just about anywhere. You can actually get them in the sports section of Walmart right next to the guns, which is where I suspect they got theirs.
Yeah. They come in like
really
bags of 50. The security guys that went after Jeff, they were big guys. They could have restrained any of us that were there.
Why wouldn't they? Because the guy told them they had a Gatling gun. Of course, they're gonna send the two biggest security guards they have.
Yeah, but like beyond that, I mean, you know, yeah, like Sean just said, the guy checking the guns did not have a gun. Mine was just this like 70-year-old, you know, dude just sitting there at the table. In like
almost like handing out like raffle tickets like here.
Yeah, almost like I thought that's what it was. I thought it was like you know, somebody handing out lanyards or they were like, oh, you need to go talk to that guy over there. I'm like,
guy sitting peacefully behind that table. No,
okay.
Basically,
about what?
Oh man, did you guys run into the grandma security guard?
No.
I saw her. I didn't
Man, she was like 4'5" and she was sitting up on a stool and I walked past and I have like my pistol on my belt. In full costume, I'm sweating like nothing. And she's like, excuse me, you have to stop. And like she hops out of that chair and like runs over and is like puts her hands up in the air. You have to go over there. And I'm like, where? And she's like, the security office. I'm like, can I just... No, you can't! It's like, Granny, Jesus... I mean... What did I ever do to you?
You came to the convention.
Yeah. Basically, the best...
She was probably the ones posting the photos.
basically the best way to deal with it these days, and it's unfortunate that it has to happen, but just follow along with whatever restrictions they throw on, and if you're polite and you're, you know, discuss with whoever's tagging your weapons, typically they won't be too much of a jerk, and typically they'll actually be pretty nice, and they'll go, okay, well, where can we put it so it doesn't show up in all your photos?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened to me. I mean, I was able to go 3 out of the 4 days without needing the security tags, but the final day someone was all insistent that I go over. And I was like, okay, sure. Walked over, said, hey, you know, I need these tags. And they said, all right, well, where can we put it so it's not going to show up in all of your photos? Because they understand that most of them anyway, is that
by
people
Sunday
want photos. Yeah. People want photos and they don't want, you know, giant orange thing zip tied across the front of it.
Well, mine actually ended up being useful.
My gun ended up with my orange zip tie showing in some of the photos anyway, because of where they put it, which really annoys me.
Mine actually ended up being pretty useful, because they stuck it around the pistol grip of the gun, which was super convenient, because it was hidden in every shot. But then, like, halfway through the con, the stock came off of my gun. So I just, like, ended up clipping the strap to the zip tie, and that held on great.
Well, there you go.
And so you guys were afraid that we weren't having enough to talk about.
Well, we're just talking
about... We have talked about nothing. We started with... We skipped C6, went to Dragon Con, now we're back to C6.
Yeah.
Like a C6.
So, we have some other questions from Facebook.
Do we now?
Yeah, sort
of. Can I somehow work the pink ribbon of cancer into my armor?
Yes, you can. Figure it out. Be creative. That was easy. Next question.
I mean, there's nothing saying you can't make your whole armor pink. There's nothing... Like, actually, yeah, at C6, I don't remember
him, but yeah, there is one guy...
Pink and black armor.
No, actually, there's one guy with a full FET suit painted pink.
Yeah.
He's from Phoenix.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
But no,
when
we were
going through these questions a few minutes ago, Crow had an interesting insight.
Oh, yeah, well, the wording on the question got me. Because, I mean, I understand the pink cancer ribbon and it's and all that, but it's he does say the pink ribbon of cancer. I mean, it sounds like, you know, the Medal of Valor, you know, something.
Or some, like, magical talisman.
That gives you cancer.
Oh, jeez.
I actually do believe we have one member, though, that has a tooled in some... I don't think it was the pink ribbon, but I think it was the yellow one for the troops. But he has that on his shoulder belt. Yeah, and he just has it so he can swap out the shoulder belt depending on which event he's trooping. So if he wants to, it's a troop specifically for supporting the troops or specifically for cancer, then he can swap out the shoulder belt and just have that one on for that specific event.
Oh yeah, at the Festival of Lights up here every year. Like last year, we had like little red Christmas bows on our range finders. I was decked out in Christmas lights on top of my armor.
Yeah, we got a battery powered pack of lights, just wrapped it around. Yeah. We should do it for everybody.
I bought like 4, so I'm set. So yeah, if you want to put the cancer ribbon or the support your troops ribbon or the crones ribbon or, you know, what have you.
Not live strong.
Yeah, no.
Well, maybe.
Well, yes, that's cancer too. But yeah, as long as you're creative about it, I mean, the general rule is if it looks good, it passes.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's, you know, pretty blatantly
looks
wrong.
Bad.
Yeah, and keep in mind too, unless you're at like if you're just going to conventions and stuff, it's all perfectly good, pretty much. I mean, it's showing your support. If it's an official event where you're going to, like, you know, represent Star Wars at LFL or something, or book signing or something like that.
Or hanging out with some celebrities.
You may have to follow some rules.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're helping out with panels at C6 or something, that's not going to fly.
That doesn't mean that you can't necessarily incorporate it some way artistically into your armor. That is entirely possible, but that's at your creative discretion. Like,
Just realize that a lot of people do recognize those symbols now.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it, maybe have it crisscross over itself like 2 or 3 times, kind of make like a
design out of it.
Stylize it so it doesn't
look... Or theoretically take the black lines out of it. You just make it so that it's hard diagonal, so you've got it as like a triangle with a crossover thing on the top.
Yeah.
I mean...
If you're creative and it looks good, it counts.
Turn it upside down. I mean, well, I don't know about that. I might give the whole anti-cancer thing. I'm pro-cancer, lol. However, it's something you can definitely do for your armor. You're going to have to come up with the ideas for that, but it's not going to immediately get your armor thrown out for approval or anything.
No.
Do we have any advice on making buckets?
Best way to construct your bucket.
Honestly, if you're going to spend $100 making your helmet, you might as well buy one from somebody else for $100 because they will do a better job.
Especially if it's your first time. Yes. Everybody's first scratch build, 99% of the time, looks terrible.
Mine
is awful.
take mine, for example.
His was amazingly bad. It made me cry a little inside.
Well, I made the classic... I mean, the classic mistake everybody made back then. That was before people started giving you the advice to not...
slather it with Bondo?
Yeah, don't frost it with Bondo.
Like I did.
And I don't say frost, I mean like frost, but like...
No, yeah it's not cake frosting.
It's not
Eric Frost.
Yeah, no.
But also, don't do a frost and use your
hands. There's nothing wrong with that.
This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans.
We will be back in a month.
Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time, happy hunting.